66 and get that hoodie. So take a deep breath and just decide to fight, please, now. And you've been listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM and via KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
Yes, good morning. Day one of our membership drive. It's KBOO Portland. Coming up at 11:30 this morning, join us for Words and Pictures. Portland native Mark Gustafson, the animator director of The Fantastic Mr. Fox, will be talking about his work with Will Vinton, Wes Anderson, and Guillermo del Toro. Before that, at 11, it'll be Between the Covers with Jake Vermes, welcoming author Renee Macalino Rutledge, talking about her book, The Hour of Daydreams, a contemporary reimagining of a Filipino folktale that explores trust, identity, and how myths can take root during our most difficult times. Up next, well, it appears Chris Andre may be stuck in traffic, so we've got some bonus material from today's Democracy Now! To play for you in just a couple minutes. But hey, get on the phone or get online and help out community radio. Click on kboo.fm and click on donate, or call us at 877-500-5266 and talk to a real great volunteer and support community radio.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Black Bear Dinner, located at 105 Northeast Burnside Road in Gresham. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and serving home-style cooking. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now. That's 877-500-5266.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 11th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your radio in the times of Trump. And make no mistake about it, these are either Trump's times or they're our times. It's up to us to make that call. It takes, and it will take a huge amount of effort to back that call up. This is not a time to sit home knitting hats and praying. That's not going to cut it. That's a luxury we can't afford any longer. But there is one luxury out there that you can afford. And it is a luxury that is your choice to make. You can choose to make that call right now. You to 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. You can go to good old KBOO.fm, push the button, and you'd have a look online at all the terrific things that we've got here right now to thank you for making that call, becoming a member of KBOO today, right now. This is the day for new members to get things going. The new members are the inspiration to all of us. Every one of us, whether we are currently members, whether we've been members for 50 years or whatever, or if we are not members at all, and that if we are coasting on the wake of the rest of the station, nonetheless, new members right now calling in, if you want to become a member of KBOO right now, if you have thought about it and you know that that's something that you want, that this is a luxury that you can afford, and you can afford it not just for yourself, but for everyone, every member of your community, for strangers. I mean, think of the strangers. Think about the strangers among us. Think, how do we feel like strangers sometimes? Yes, we do. Absolutely, you bet. From time to time. Each and every one of us feels like a stranger. So this is a moment to reach out and extend that hand in greeting to new members. Become a member yourself right now, today. It's a huge opportunity. You are you're the role models for all of us. And we're going to be talking today with, once again, with Nick Hady with Cascadia Wildlands about the Elliott State Forest. We talk about this constantly because we know that that is what it's going to take. It is that constant, it's that drumbeat of pressure from people who are no retreat, no surrender activists, who are aware every day, every breath of air, every sip of water, reminds us of how important our forests are, how much we've lost of our forests, and what we decide to do about it. I want to give you a little bit of weather first, because we're going to be heading into a weekend pretty soon, say Thursday. You want to think about plans and so forth, and you want to think about what those forests out there look like. They're beautiful, dripping wet, every drop of rain traveling down through the atmosphere, collecting stories as it goes. And that's exactly what we're talking about at this moment in time. So heading up into the next few days, we could have a bit of rain, and we could have probably warmer temperatures during the day. I'm going to give you an overview so we don't spend that much time on the weather, but enough to be prepared. So you can have warmer temperatures in the high 50s, low 60s for the daytime, and we're looking at lows in the high 40s for evenings. It's blustery out there. And we could have a few thunderstorms again. I recently experienced a life-affirming experience with thunder and lightning. It was profound. Let's just leave it that. It was profound. The FCC has some pretty profound rules on words that we can use to describe such life-altering events, or certainly the undergarment-altering events. And we're not allowed to say those words on the radio right now, but suffice it to say that if this coming promised thunderstorm is anything like the last one we had, I'm not going to stand in the driveway to watch it this time. Nick Hady is ready. We are so glad to have you back, Nick. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of a breath of fresh forest air from the smutty grime of the Trump shenanigans. What I find so mysterious and amusing about this whole thing is that if you go to Zembla, to a company in the Netherlands that has made an extraordinary documentary about Trump and his connections with Russian oligarchs, and you know, to say all the word oligarch, that's a little bit too kind. That's a euphemism. These guys are murderers. They're out and out. They're hard boys. And they kill people who get in their way. Yeah, take a look at the list of hits accomplished by Donald Trump's Russian business partners, and it's jaw dropping, and it's all there. It's all documented. There are many people. There are investigators who have found these facts. There are attorneys who are pursuing this stuff. It's not a head scratcher. It's not like, oh, wow, we better appoint somebody to look into this. It's being looked into. You need to act on it. That said, I want to go back to the Elliott State Forest because it's something I care deeply about. And whether you care deeply about it or not, you probably care deeply about breathing deeply. And if we do not seriously step up to the bat to defend our last of our forests, that's really going to be it. Nick, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
So we have there have been major triumphs. If you want to just review for listeners what has been accomplished and what we need to do to keep to maintain what we've accomplished, because how much we've lost a great deal of Oregon's forests already.
Yes, that's very true. What we've accomplished recently is earlier this week the state land board voted unanimously, which surprised us, to not proceed. They were proceeding with a sale process to sell off 80,000 acres of old growth pristine coastal rainforest, the Elliott State Forest, to Lone Rock Timber Company to be liquidated, logged, sprayed with pesticides. That sale was overturned unanimously. That was due to a lot of hard work of probably a lot of your listeners, a lot of the public who weighed in with the land board and told them that this sale was cheating Oregonians out of this precious resource. They were going to sell it at an 88% discount, I believe, to Lone Rock from its appraised value. So that was incredibly exciting to get that news, but there's still a lot of work to be done to ensure that this forest is managed appropriately into the future.
And some mention was made, I believe, of a percentage of the forest that is going to be logged. And who determines that? And how can you really? It still baffles me how you assign a dollar value to an asset like the Elliott State Forest. Once you, in the investment world, the first rule of thumb, no one is successful in that world without preserving principle. You don't destroy the principle. You have, that's the line in the sand above which you do not blow your money on weird penny stocks in, let's say, just for example, Azerbaijan. So to destroy any of the forest is risky, to say the least. So I don't understand how they put a dollar value on something like that.
Well, no, the appraisal process is one of those super controversial things, because what they're not appraising and what they're not factoring in is the value of clean water, is the value of imperiled species habitat, the value of recreation. Like, none of this gets taken into account. They're just looking at market value and trees. And they're even, the funny part, they discounted the land because of the presence of endangered species, the presence of, like,
yes,
crazy coho salmon runs. You know, like, it's just baffling.
It is. Nick, we are out of time, and the reason for that is A, I talk a lot. B, it's membership drive, and that's what I've been talking about. This is final idea, final thought for you to leave us before we dive straight into membership drive.
Yeah, I think people should be celebrating that we've saved this forest for now, but they should stay tuned for to be involved in the future, because this forest, we're going to need to come up with a plan to save this old growth still, and it's an ongoing struggle.
It is. It really is. And if we think about it every day, this is just the beginning. As the old saying goes, Zen mind, beginner's mind. And now, talking of investments and of the value of an asset to the community, which is difficult really to put a price on, but no, what the hell, we're going to do it anyway. So what indeed is the price of this kind of access to information and to, let's just say it, entertainment, music, interesting stuff in the membership room? Tell us.
We would love to. Chris,
Ani is there, one of my favorite volunteer coordinator. Your introduction to KBOO.
Thanks. I'm not just a volunteer coordinator, I'm a volunteer too. It's an amazing thing, this whole resource, as we come together, as you are talking about, Chris. I love your show. I love the action-packed 15 minutes you bring us every weekday morning. And right now I am going to go ahead and ask our listeners to support you, support this effort to support KBOO. You can do it really easy. You can do it for $5 a month. $5 a month is a really very, very doable amount for many, many people listening right now. It adds up to $60 over the course of the year. And right now you can join KBOO and back us, back yourself, back the entire communities that rely on this radio resource to keep us informed, inspired, and together. Call us with that pledge of support at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And fresh from the microphone, her very own self, I'm here with Teresa Mitchell. You know,